There's a girl at a gig and she seemed to dig me and what I do. So we went on a date, met a 7:45 to have a drink or two. And she had long blonde hair that flowed right down to her wheelchair. And as I looked into her eye, dribble ran off her chin and hit the cold roadside.
Controversial comedy. Comedians on the cusp.
Well, first of all, they're shocked because they think it's a very pretty song. Then wheelchair comes in and they think, oh, this is going to be wrong. But what happens is that girl actually date rapes me in the end. Fringe this year was quite a strange one. There was a lot of controversy, a lot of issues, a lot of people getting riled about topics up there. There was one of the big ones was racism, way people reacted to that. One show in particular, the Richard Herring show, bringing back the Hitler moustache. Generally what you find about jokes that people get offended by, or to that scale when it becomes a media issue, is the people that are offended aren't the people that were at the gig, paid to be at the gig. I've just heard of it secondhand, probably haven't even heard the joke told in full context. If you took bits of anybody's bits of material, there'd be ways that you could get offended by certain things.
I keep on getting mistaken for Alan Carr. So what I've done is I've stopped sucking men off. I don't quite know what that round of applause was for. Is that you thinking that's a very funny joke, or homosexuality is just about willpower?
This world at the minute is so PC orientated. Everything has got to be politically correct, or everything gets judged. As you can see, what's kicked off with Jimmy Carr, it's getting harder and harder not to get judged. But if you spend the money, you go out to see a comic or a set of comics, it's supposed to be jokes, it's supposed to be a laugh. Go there with that attitude and generally you'll have a decent time.
I should warn you, this isn't a show for the easily offended. It's not even a show for people that are quite difficult to offend. Essentially, this is a show for people without a moral compass. And that's why it's nice we've got a couple of chavs down the front. Hello.
The shows that we put together for The Fringe don't just happen spontaneously. It's not a case of we just turn up at Edinburgh and do a show. A whole year goes into writing them, thinking about the jokes, testing the material, developing it, coming up with a concept. So I think, well, first of all, if you're going to be offended, don't go to a show where someone's talking about a Hitler moustache or there's anything potentially like that. Secondly, if you're outside and you hear a bit, just have a think, because we're not idiots. Some of us try and make a point, some of us are just having a bit of a laugh. I would say there's always shock value within comedy, and there always will be, because anybody can stand up and have a go. But the ones that survive and the ones that make something of it, there's more than just a shock to what they're saying. There's a girl at a gig and she seemed to dig me and what I do. So we went on a date, met at 7:45 to have a drink or two. And she had long blonde hair that flowed right down to her wheelchair. And as I looked into her eye, dribble ran off her chin and hit the cold roadside.